Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Thursday, April 20th, 2017. Happy High Five Day to you, as I said earlier. Happy 420 is trending on social media, and that seems to kind of be a mark of where we are in America these days. I think if the founders had, you know, if they did what we are led to believe that they did, as far as that's concerned, I don't think they would have celebrated it with a happy 420 hashtag. I would probably be remiss. I would perhaps be remiss if I didn't mention the departure of Bill O'Reilly from Fox News. His departure after 21 years at 21 Century Fox is another provocative irony, perhaps. But you know, folks have said, you know, there are women's groups saying that, you know, they had a hand in that, and you know, it's discriminatory, and you know, that kind of improper conduct, someone behaving in a predatory sort of way, is inappropriate. That's never okay. But the way that some folks are gloating is also inappropriate, I would say. Where is our grace and our mercy? And you know, if we don't return to that kind of a sentiment, a humility, we are, as I've said in the past, doomed. I'm reminded again of passages like Romans chapter 1, kind of behavior and conduct that we are demonstrating here in America. So anyway, be interesting to see what happens to Bill O'Reilly next. So getting back to Corey Ali Muhammad and the allegations surrounding him and the Fresno shootings, particularly Tuesday of this week, setting aside what I mentioned in the last segment of the first hour, setting aside the highly improbable narrative of Corey Ali Muhammad firing 16 rounds from a .357 revolver in four locations in under a minute, allegedly, you know, had a few rounds and some speed loaders. Interesting. Going to go out, you know, shooting as many people as he could. You heard Police Chief Jerry Dyer in one of the clips that we played in the first hour say he was going to kill as many white males as possible, and that's what he was going to do that day, he said. You know, police treating it as a hate crime. Okay, maybe. We'll get back to that in a second, but here's a better question than the one that I posed in the first hour. Better question. Knowing both the police department and the community regional medical center, which is a huge facility, huge, as Donald Trump would say, encompassing more than a city block. Knowing that the police department and the community regional medical center, the police headquarters, I should say, and the community regional medical center are both close by, nearly equidistant, what person in their right mind would drive a shooting victim to the police station rather than the community regional medical center? Apparently, the Zachary Randles, the 34-year-old PG&E employee who was on his first day, the driver of the truck drove to police headquarters instead of community regional medical center. He received medical treatment, and I believe that he was actually rushed to the community regional medical center, where he died shortly after. What person, knowing that you could be at either place in about 5 minutes, and if it were me and someone were shot as a passenger and I were the driver, I would rush to the nearest medical facility, and I'd be driving like a bandit, if you know what I mean. Probably calling 911 and saying I was headed there and speeding for obvious reasons. So he could have been there in under 5 minutes, presumably. The Community Regional Medical Center. Instead, he chose to go to the police headquarters. What person does that? That seems very odd to me. I'd like to know more about that. There were a few witnesses, but not many, which is, I guess, maybe not surprising. You know, folks by a bus stop who heard gunfire just a block away, which is interesting. It's all very strange. That's something I'll come back to. But some of the other questions and anomalies that I have observed, few witnesses after firing 16 rounds in downtown Fresno, arresting officers were calm, it seems. You know, you look at the video footage. Motive unknown, though they're considering it a hate crime, which is interesting because, you know, you look at the timeline. Here's the alleged timeline. After the shooting Thursday night at the Motel 6, in Fresno, it's the Motel 6 at 4245 North Blackstone in Fresno. After that shooting Thursday night, Corey Muhammad climbed onto the roof of 7-Eleven near Blackstone and Ashland after killing the security guard, Carl Williams, they say, next door at the Motel 6. Muhammad watched police investigate the murder, which he suspected in, and spent the night on the roof, police said. Interesting that they say the this news account over at yourcentralvalley.com, which is KC24, they say, police said Muhammad climbed the 7-Eleven near Blackstone and Ashland after killing security guard, and then police investigate the murder, which he suspected in, which is, that's an interesting way to phrase that. So he spent the night on a 7-Eleven roof Thursday night. The next day, police said Muhammad took a city bus to Herndon and Milburn, where he hid in a ravine until Tuesday. But not entirely, because news reporters interviewed his father, who said that he stopped by the house, and apparently he stopped to see his grandmother. His father said his appearance looked different. He had cut his braids off and shaved his face. So how do you do that in a ravine from Friday to Tuesday? Police said he practiced voodoo rituals and cut his braids there in a ravine. Okay. So he's alleged to be a Muslim, but he practiced voodoo. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think voodoo is in the protocols of the Muslim religion. I don't think you'll find voodoo in the Quran. In fact, he said himself, apparently, that he considered himself Muslim but prays to 7 different gods, which again I think is kind of a contradiction. But continuing with the timeline, police said he then walked to Tower District to go to Brass Unicorn, a store that sells books, oils, herbs, and minerals, but the store was closed. Police said he went to Starbucks instead, just happened to go to Starbucks and log on to Wi-Fi and saw a media report he was wanted in connection with the Motel 6 murder. Police Chief Dyer said what he told our detectives last night was, and this was yesterday obviously, was that once he saw he was wanted for murder, he was not going to go down for shooting a security guard for disrespecting him, but that he was going to kill as many white males as possible. Which again sounds strange considering that he was a model prisoner and didn't have any problems with anybody for 7 plus years in Victorville prison. From there, police got activations on ShotSpotter at 10:43 a.m. Cell phone video captured by Moses Rivera showed a man running on Van Ness then the sound of two gunshots. Now, the trouble with that is the two gunshots, the two shots were fired at the 300 block of North Van Ness. Those were the first shots. Officers immediately en route. You heard, then 2 minutes later, he's caught, essentially, which is weird, or intercepted and apprehended, perhaps, is a better way to put that. But the individual captured on cell phone video by Moses Rivera doesn't match, the clothing doesn't match how Corey Muhammad was dressed when he was apprehended 2 minutes later. Police said Muhammad shot four rounds into a PG&E truck on Van Ness and Mildreda, killing passenger Zachary Randles, the father of three and four-year-old, father of to a 3- and 4-year-old from Clovis. Randles was driven to Fresno PD and later died. Again, why drive him to Fresno PD and not the community regional medical center that's equidistant? Police said Muhammad then walked to Mildreda and Van Ness and shot a man walking out of his home. The man did not get hit, ran back into his home. Police Chief Dyer said Corey Muhammad saw him run inside and thought about going after him, but decided to continue westbound. From there, police said Muhammad shot at two women in a car but stopped shooting once he realized they were Hispanic. That was, I think, I want to say her name is Edna Lopez, and I think her daughter. Police said he dumped his shell casings in a nearby alley before walking up to Mark Gassett, 37, on the sidewalk of North Fulton near Nevada, and shot him in the chest. Again, walking, covering a distance that takes 5 minutes or so to cover, walking in part, and somehow managing to fire all these shots in less than a minute. Police said Muhammad then shot at three men at a bus stop on Fulton and thought he had run out of bullets. Police said he reloaded, then shot and killed David Jackson, 58. And I believe that was at the Catholic Charities building. All three of those individuals at the bus stop scattered. Two ran southbound. One of those was an older gentleman. He said he appeared to be heavier and felt that he was going to be his target, said Dyer. Police said Muhammad then ran southbound on Fulton with his gun wrapped in some clothes. As I said earlier, police said he set down the gun and stopped to talk to a Hispanic man carrying a box of food. That man then picked up the gun, ran into a backyard, and emptied the shell casings. Police are now searching for the man who picked up the gun. Muhammad was captured shortly thereafter, and as we played in the clip yesterday, Chief Dyer says that he dove on the ground. He literally dove on the ground is what Chief Dyer said when he was spotted or when he saw the police cruiser. Intercepted there, and incidentally ended up that the his capture was videoed, cell phone videoed by a news, I think it was Eyewitness News reporter there who just happens to live on that corner. And, you know, how convenient. Again, another one of those unsettling coincidences. Interesting looking at the route. He was intercepted at the intersection of North Fulton and Diversidero Street. And apparently, this Eyewitness News reporter lives on that corner. Anyway, that's another bizarre coincidence. But there are more. CBS 47's Gregory Woods was at Fresno PD headquarters when the PG&E truck pulled up. He was apparently waiting for a Motel 6 interview there at the station. But several days after last week's incident, that just sounds weird. And coincidentally, the morning of this incident, again, very strange. Maybe, I mean, maybe after the department issued a press statement as mentioning Corey Ali Muhammad as a suspect in last week's incident. Maybe it's possible, but it's a very provocative coincidence. And so I wonder who scheduled that interview and how that came about. In other words, I wonder if that had any kind of reverse engineering. And it's also interesting to note, speaking of how Corey Ali Muhammad was dressed, look at how he was dressed. He wasn't dressed like a homeless person and not like someone who's just spent 5 or 6 days outside in the elements. Apparently, he visited his father's house and his grandmother. So that's interesting. There's definitely more. You know, the video footage of him running down the street, the cell phone video footage doesn't match how he was dressed when he was apprehended. These are all bizarre and provocative gaps in this narrative, I would say, which is very disturbing, to say the least. And so Chief Dyer said that he contacted the FBI. He said originally, you know, I'm sure they'll be very interested in this case. I'm sure they will too. That seems like a nod. And I mentioned that it reminds me of that incident, Faisal Muhammad, back in November of 2015. Just to the north, up in Merced, at UC Merced, the attack at UC Merced, as I mentioned earlier this week, the situation up there was the stabber, the attacker, Faisal Muhammad, was allegedly not known to authorities, but Matthew Gonzalez over at Merced County News Television published a story on the 6th of November in 2015 titled, "Were Law Enforcement Leaders and UC Chancellor Aware of Threat by Terrorist Extremists to Attack UC Merced?" And apparently, and this was a story that was circulated by other outlets, but according to Matthew Gonzalez, three independent law enforcement sources confirmed that the FBI had briefed local law enforcement and the campus authorities, including the chancellor, UC Merced chancellor, on the fact that there was a threat, and they even circulated information on Faisal Muhammad. So I'm wondering, obviously, if this isn't a classic FBI Operation Gladio B Manchurian Candidate Patsy type of a scenario. That would make more sense than a hate crime narrative. Anyway, that'll do it for this segment. Stick around, I'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back. Bizarre story. You know, and this obviously is not unique in that sense, the Corelli Muhammad story. Who knows? You know, maybe it is just what it is, but I'm telling you, when you start digging into it, the department itself, you know, some of the stories when added together, become very unsettling. Like I said, the Washington Post story last January is particularly provocative. The new way police are surveilling you, calculating your threat score. Well, before I even touch on those other stories, it's interesting. You know, you have this narrative, and this is the last. I'll let it go after this for now. But you know, you have this man traveling southbound, shoots somebody at Catholic Charities. It's interesting. You know, people as he's running down Fulton, he's encountering people within, you know, a fairly short distance, running straight down the street. He just fired shots on the 300 block of North Van Ness at Van Ness and Mildreda. He travels westbound on Mildreda, fires four more shots, then heads southbound on Fulton, fires six shots, fires four more shots. And people aren't seeing this, you know, aren't hearing shots just a short distance away. That's very strange. Are we really that gelded? Herd animals? That's unfortunate. Anyway, and again, you know, intercepted after he runs out of ammunition, conveniently, throws himself to the ground, surrenders. I think we played the clip of Police Chief Dyer saying that, as Chief Dyer puts it, he shouted Ali Akbar when he was apprehended, meaning Allahu Akbar, which is bizarre. Why would anyone do that? You know, there is the Muslim connection. If you look into some of his social media and so forth, Facebook has unpublished his Facebook profile, but Twitter still has his Twitter profile up, as far as I know, and YouTube still has some of his videos up. That's kind of provocative. And he was also a recording artist, apparently, low-level amateur recording artist, rapper. That's, you know, very strange. All of which don't seem to kind of fit the narrative. Anyway, surrenders himself, is intercepted conveniently, heading south. So, was the police cruiser in the neighborhood? And if it was, then was it the ShotSpotter technology that was used to determine that he was heading south on Fulton? And was that why they intercepted him at the intersection of Fulton and Divisadero? Very interesting. It's all very, very interesting and provocative. I don't really see how that narrative fits together. It's, you know, too many provocative coincidences. The fact that he just happened to wander into what was it, a Starbucks on Tuesday morning, logged into Wi-Fi at Starbucks with what kind of a device? And did he have the 357 on him there? If not, where did he get it? Was he planning on doing something? I mean, it all just doesn't add up. Anyway, we'll leave it at that. Stick around. Bottom of the second hour, right after the show.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this April 20th, 2017, Thursday. And so we'll transition away from Fresno. We'll get back to our ongoing coverage of Syria. Speaking of Syria, I talked about that a lot last week, but I think James Corbett put it best over the Corbett Report when he did this last week. The Syria Strikes, a Conspiracy Theory. Go ahead.
On the morning of April 4th, 2017, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, on the verge of a military victory against the terrorist insurgency in his country and on the eve of peace talks that would secure his position as president, decided to use chemical weapons he didn't have against a target of no military significance in front of as many cameras as possible to cross the one red line that would ensure his own government's downfall. Soon after, the Academy Award-winning White Helmets, noted for their Oscar-worthy performances, persistent proximity to al-Qaeda, and financial dependence on U.S. aid, bravely risked their lives, handling Syrian victims barehanded against every protocol in the book. Without presenting a shred of evidence, President Donald Trump boldly launched a military strike against Shayrat Airfield because
national security interest,
promising to help the
beautiful babies.
Offer does not apply to babies in Gaza, Yemen, Pakistan, or basically anywhere else. That military strike, a volley of 59 Tomahawk land attack missiles of which 23 actually made it to the target, failed to take out a single runway or even keep the airbase from operating for even 24 hours, but was a complete success for ExxonMobil, Raytheon, and Donald Trump. No one could question the wisdom of striking Syria except Donald Trump, and no one could oppose such a move except Russia. The Trump train, still convinced by candidate Trump,
and by listening to guys like Lindsey Graham drop bombs here, drop bombs on Assad, drop bombs on ISIS. Oh, but they're fighting each other, so maybe we shouldn't do that.
And
so could you convince Putin to get Assad to step aside?
Well, they've been trying to do that. Could I? I don't think it's that important, to be honest with you. I think, frankly, let's say you get rid of Assad or you knock out that government. Who's going to take over? The people that were backing, and then you're going to have, like, Libya?
Concluded that this was seventh-dimensional backgammon to make China afraid of the U.S.'s willingness to spend $100 million in a fearsome show of failing to destroy a single airfield. Throughout the world, people rejoice as a horrible secular regime in the Middle East is replaced by yet another peace-loving band of ragtag human rights campaigners and child beheaders motivated by a desire to subdue the armies of Rome in an apocalyptic confrontation in Dabiq. The chemicals for the previous Red Line attack in Syria have since been proven to come from Libya with U.S. approval, but that's probably not relevant to this case. The CIA has released declassified report after declassified report showing that the plan to topple Syria's government has been in the works for decades, but this just shows that they were right all along. The mainstream media unquestioningly asserts that the story is true because the U.S. government says so, but that's okay because we all know the MSM is full of unbiased truth-tellers and dig hard to get the raw facts on every story.
We see these beautiful pictures at night from the decks of these two U.S. Navy vessels in the Eastern Mediterranean. I am tempted to quote the great Leonard Cohen, "I'm guided by the beauty of our weapons," and they are beautiful pictures.
Even members of Congress think the story is a load of hogwash, but that's okay because they're probably crazy.
Because I don't think Assad would have done that. It does not serve his interests. It would tend to draw us into that civil war even further.
Who do you think is behind it?
Meanwhile, the White House has released a report on its intelligence about the chemical attack that refutes its own version of the story, but that's okay because when has the White House ever lied people into war? This man doesn't exist, and if you think he does, you're an enemy of humanity who should apologize for having been born. Likewise, him, her, him, and him. And him and her. This is the 100% true story of the Syria strikes, and if you support sites like The Corporate Report that question it in any way, you are a moonbeam fake news tyrant-loving hippie pinko Russian agent and should commit ritual suicide immediately. If you love your country and or liberty, NASCAR, supermodels, TV, water slides, or your mother, you will not question this story in any way. Ever. This message has been brought to you by the Friends of the Brookings Institute, Raytheon, Genie Oil, Oded Yunon, ICISIS, and the New York Times. Because ignorance is strength.
I thought it was ironic that I think the day after James Corbett released that last Wednesday, the Brookings Institute published a report talking about the profitability of oil in the Middle East. You know, what can make a difference over there? And that was a very astonishing irony, I thought. Anyway, no one does that better than James Corbett over at the Corbett Report. And by the way, if you haven't seen already, you can find a linked transcript of that video. That video is on YouTube under the Corbett Report YouTube channel, but also over at corbettreport.com/Syria Strikes, you'll find a linked transcript which has links to everything that he talked about. And there are many links. I think there are two or three dozen, more than that even. Three or four dozen probably. Maybe even more than that. But it's fantastic. That should be circulated widely. So far, since last week, it's received about 124,000 plus views, which is great. And it's all fact-based. You know, you hear hear him say things like, the CIA has released declassified report after declassified report. He actually has the links to the CIA library, the reading room, the docs that he's talking about, which is fantastic. Everyone should know this information. The White House reports, as he said, the White House, meanwhile, the White House has released a report on its intelligence about the chemical attack that refutes, and that's a New York Times link document, Syria chemical weapons report from the White House, which refutes its own version of the story, which is a White House report alleging proof of Syria as perpetrator of the nerve agent attack in Khan Shaykhun on the 4th. And, you know, as he said, but that's okay, because when has the White House ever lied people into war? And then, you know, you have Colin Powell doing exactly what UN Ambassador Nikki Haley did a couple of weeks ago. And as I mentioned, back in the Bush 2 era, you know, there was the office of the creation of the Office of Strategic Plans, specifically created to stovepipe intelligence and to propagandize top-level administration officials and America in general and the world over. So could we have stovepiping happening these days? It would seem so. And gosh, you know, day 91, the Trump administration, day 91, and already the Trump administration has completely folded, it would seem, into the establishment narrative on domestic and foreign policy on virtually every front. Every significant front, perhaps. And it's interesting. You know, you see a creeping bad guy plan. Donald Trump and Bill O'Reilly were friendly. Trump appearing on the O'Reilly Factor, obviously. You know, there are the allegations against InfoWars and others. It's interesting. Just to kind of note that there is the kind of Fabian encroachment on any kind of counter-narrative. And even though it's creeping, doesn't seem to take long. That didn't take long, did it? You know, essentially 3 months, 91 days into the Trump administration at this point. And you know, look what's happening in Syria, for example. We're expanding these interventionist wars that are in keeping with the Wolfowitz doctrine and the Yanan plan. And things are just continuing along swimmingly, aren't they? I mentioned that yesterday, obviously. The countries that are being attacked are part of that Yanan plan, are part of the Wolfowitz doctrine, those old Soviet client regimes. And there's a giant gaping hole in the middle of that map that is Egypt, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates in particular, the largest proliferators of terrorism. And so why is that not a problem for the U.S.? Anyway, that's enough on that for now. Let's go to the phones real quick and grab Fred in Michigan. Fred, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey there, Chris. Great hey, broadcast. Fred. You're like the dean of crucial history here. you know, this Wolfowitz doctrine is quite revealing. And you mentioned Yunnan, the Yunnan project from 82, the Greater Israel Project. Right?
Yep, Oded Yunnan.
Now, who was that guy, or who is that guy? It sounds like a nefarious subterfuge dual Israeli-American Talmudic Hebrew man like Dov Zakheim.
Yeah, if you're not familiar, that's one of the links that's in the link transcript. Like I said, go to CorbettReport.com/SiriusStrikes, and under Oded Yanan, you'll see the link to the global research article on the Oded Yanan plan, essentially by Michelle Chosadowski, and you know, a map of the Middle East, a remapping, I should say, of the Middle East, and it's in keeping with the age-old Zionist plan to remap the Middle East that's been happening for over 100 years at this point.
In 98, formulated a directive to William Jefferson Clintonisa, whom I think I was told is the bastard son of Winthrop Rockefeller and some prostitute out of Arkansas. Well, so he receives on 26 January 98 this directive from PNAC, signed by Elliot Abrams, Richard Armitage, William J. Bennett. Now, William J. Bennett is an interesting character, being a Roman Catholic operative, Roman Catholic Vatican operative. And used to have a broadcast on Fox early in the morning, and I crashed it a few times, and I hit him up with some of this stellar intel data, and he kind of went berserk. Then we got Jeffrey Bergner, John Bolton, Paula Dobryansky, Francis Fukuyama, Robert Kagan, Zelmay, Khalil Zod, William Crystal, Richard Pearl. Now here's an interesting one, Peter Rodman, Peter W. Rodman. Wasn't there some guy by the name of Dennis Rodman that was visiting North Korea a few years back as some kind of an emissary of U.S. government?
I don't
remember that. Dennis Rodman was going over there. Then there's Donald Rumsfeld, William Snyder, Vin Weber, Paul Wolfowitz, R. James Woolsey. I know you've called attention to Woolsey last fall.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's Robert Solvay. And it says, we're convinced current American policy toward Iraq, Syria, and Iran is not succeeding. We'll soon face a threat in the Middle East. Now, I've had a, here in Michigan, there's a 50,000-watt African-American radio broadcast, and every Tuesday night there is a Talmudic Hebrew man who's a bar Esquire attorney, Michael Schwartz. May the Schwartz be with you, he says. He insists the Middle East is not Africa, because I asked, well, you know, Middle East, North Africa, et cetera, in this context of people. Oh, no, Middle East is not Africa. Oh, okay, and the diamond mines are not in Africa either, I suppose. Okay, so more serious than any we have noticed at the end of the Cold War. In your upcoming State of the Union address, you have the opportunity to chart a clear and determined course for meeting this threat. We urge you to seize this opportunity, enunciate a new strategy that would secure the interests of the U.S. and our friends and allies around the world. That strategy should, above all, aim to remove Saddam Hussein from power. We stand ready to offer our full support in this difficult, necessary endeavor. And it goes on from there.
All right, we're gonna have to move on. Fred, I appreciate your call, and thanks for raising interesting points. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after the short break.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here?
Welcome back. Final segment of today's broadcast this Thursday, April 20th, 2017. And we're on phones. Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Glenn in Philly. Glenn, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello, Chris. Hi. Oh, you're
hey,
killing
Glenn.
Me. Anyway. Hey,
I'm killing you?
yeah, the average adult college student has an attention span of about 40 minutes. This is why college lectures are predicated on about 50 minutes. I'd allow for time to in and out, you know, beginning and end. But
now, the average American anyway. Has an attention span of about 8 seconds these days, according to some studies. But, you know, call right. in sooner. I'll grab you sooner. I promise.
Yeah, but the question, one of the questions in my mind is, in what location in a hospital might a doctor be such that he might say to a nurse, nurse, we need to get this patient to the emergency room, stat. But it doesn't make much sense. I mean, a doctor in the emergency room might say, nurse, we need to get this patient to radiology, stat, or to the OR, stat. But what, did somebody have a heart attack in the cafeteria or something? I think there are too many places where a doctor would say, nurse, we need to get this patient to the emergency room, stat. You know, I mean, like I said, an accident in the physical plant area doesn't make much sense. But anyway, and that just goes along with all the linguistic faux pas associated with the ad copy as well. About the revolvers, it's very hard, even with a speed loader, one of the advantages of an auto pistol is that you can change a magazine much more quickly. You push the button, drop the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we see it in movies all the time, slap the new one, you know, chamber the first round, and then you're off to the races.
Yep.
With a speed loader for a revolver, you know, you rotate the cylinder out, tap the ejector, you know, and then you have to line up the cylinder of the speed loader, you know, the bullets and the holes of the, you know, and then twist it, make sure they're flat, put it back in. It's a little trickier, you know.
Well, especially if you're someone who is presumably homeless and doesn't really get to the range very often, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, it really takes practice. I mean, I had a speed loader for my one revolver, and it takes a lot of practice. You'll see it in like in one of the Clint Eastwood movies. They show him using a revolver on the range, you know, and stuff like that. But it's hard. One possibility might be three identical weapons predetermined places. You just go from one to the other.
Yeah, but that's unlikely if he apparently heard that he was wanted and decided to go on a spree shortly thereafter. Within
right.
about an hour right. of finding out, that just, you know.
Well, even
highly
three,
unlikely.
If it's a five shooter, that's only 15 rounds, and you have to reload twice. That's tough.
Actually,
you know?
Yeah, three times it was 15, but I think it was a six
yeah.
shooter anyway. Still, you're right.
Yeah.
Very difficult. Inconceivable. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Folks, I hope it was informative. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.